Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Right now, we welcome in Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff Palermo?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. How are you doing in Baton Rouge with LSU football?
There's a lot of grumpy people walking around.
Yeah.
I've just noticed that this week. You know, not as cheerful, and there's a level of concern. I mean, what many people thought was a team that seemed bound to be a college football playoff team. I'm hearing a lot of people saying, well, they may only win 8 games this year. So it's amazing how one game can change everyone's perspective, and we'll have to wait until a week from tomorrow for maybe that perspective to change when we see LSU take on South Carolina on Saturday night.
What have they been doing this week, Jeff?
Well, a lot of this week is first of all, let's start off with Garrett Nussmeier. We got, I don't know if it clarification is certainly not the word, but maybe a little more detail on what's been bothering Garrett Nussmeier. Brian Kelly called it an ab strain, but said he did not re-aggravate the injury prior to the Ole Miss game or during the Ole Miss game. But he's been taking a lot of mental reps this week. So Michael Van Buren has been the quarterback that's been taking snaps with the first team offense. The other thing that has been they've been working on this week is you potentially could have two new starters on that offensive line when they play South Carolina a week from tomorrow. Weston Davis suffered a concussion in pregame warmups against Ole Miss. So you saw Carius Kern, the true freshman, get the start at right tackle. That may continue. And then Paul Mbenga, he suffered a sprained ankle in the Ole Miss game. So you may see Cohen Eccles starting in left guard. And I think the thing that we've heard Brian Kelly talk about a lot during the 3 times that he has spoken publicly this week is just more attention to detail offensively. And I hope that cures what's been ailing them on the offensive side of the ball.
I see you got a story here at WWL.com, and y'all can go to WWL.com, see Jeff's stories on LSU, always some very informative stuff there. But talking about Rowan Davey and what he had to say about Garrett Nussmeier, talk about that if you would.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Rohan, and he's one of those guys, of course, former LSU Tiger, led LSU to a win in the 2001 in the Peach Bowl and all that. He talked about how he just felt that there was one. He thought that there was something certainly bothering Garrett Nussmeier. That's his belief. It just doesn't seem like he's not able to get the extension that he normally gets when he throws the football down the field. And then the other thing, the word that he brought up a lot during the interview I had with him is that the team just looks disconnected on offense. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not working as a unit. And maybe some of that is, Tommy, and this is what you have to guard against. This is what's the concern in this NIL transfer era. You know, when you go back to those great offenses, obviously in 2019, and then when you look at 2023, the 2 years that LSU had Heisman-winning quarterbacks with Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels, I mean, Joe Burrow and those guys, Terrace Marshall, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, those guys at least, they were going into their second season together. There was a togetherness there with that group. You can say the same thing in 2023. the great combination between Jaden Daniels and Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. Those guys had played together the year before. This year, you throw in, you know, Berrien Brown, Bauer Sharp, Nick Anderson. You're trying to work in some new running backs and Harlan Berry, some new offensive linemen. And maybe that's and granted, there has always been change in college football, but now it's even there's even more change because of the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Are those days gone forever?
And so I think it's just harder sometimes. Sometimes it just doesn't come together. I mean, I think that's what you kind of saw last year with Ole Miss. You saw, especially on defense, a lot of great defensive players on that team, but they never were really able to come together. Now, you might say, well, Jeff, the defense has got a bunch of transfer portals, and they seem to be playing more of a unit. Yeah. Sometimes it does come together, but I think there's more of a risk nowadays, Tommy, that when you try to build these teams on a fly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's just a lot harder to get everyone on the same page. But in the end, I think the biggest problem, and I don't know if a bye week can rectify this, Tommy, is just the offensive line has not been very good. And if you don't have a very good offensive line, that's where it all starts. And if you can't perform there, then whatever you try to do is just not going to work. And it also, it makes it easier for opposing defenses to defend you when you can just put eight guys out in pass coverage against five wide receivers, four wide, whatever it is, five guys that are going out in to catch a pass. You're just outnumbered. And until this offensive line somehow comes together, locks in, and actually helps provide a running game and gives more protection to Nussmeier, this offense most likely will continue to struggle throughout the year.
I think by the nature of it, too, defense is going to come together quicker than offense.
Yeah, and, you know, when you the old adage, especially at the beginning of a preseason camp, you hear coaches say this all the time, hey, the defense is ahead of the offense. Mm-hmm. You know, the offense has got to catch up. And I think that there may be some of that going on here, but is this bye week that LSU's experiencing right now, is that enough time for this offense to catch up? I don't know, because now you're, as I mentioned it before, you got two more injuries on this offensive line, so now you're shuffling in some new guys. And so going back to what I said at the beginning, Tommy, there's just a lot of people in Baton Rouge frustrated and angry because I don't think anybody thought on October 2nd we would be having this conversation about the offense.
I got somebody keeps texting me ready to run Brian Kelly. Before you do that, you better have somebody better to take his place, first of all. 6'21",
and you need some money to do that,
too. Some money to do it, exactly. And it's not just coaching, it's recruiting and everything else in transfer portal. 6:21, more when we come back. Traffic now. WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Friday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, of course, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Surely, Jeff, and I don't mean to call you Shirley, but other teams in the SEC are dealing with the same kind of thing, right? Not necessarily a quarterback with some kind of abdominal issue, but offense that has kind of been put together over the offseason because of transfer portal, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, this is an issue a lot of teams are facing, but I think it's still while that is an issue, I still think the biggest thing is the offensive line, Tommy, and mm-hmm. it's been a problem here for a while, especially running the football.
How do you get a concussion in pregame warmups? I don't understand it.
Not only that, but he also broke his nose. I mean, that's very weird. Brian Kelly didn't provide any kind of detail.
Did he have his helmet on?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
because that would explain a lot if he didn't have his helmet on.
He had his helmet on. I don't know. Have no idea. And again, Brian Kelly didn't provide any detail. But getting back to the offensive line issue, it's been a problem, you know, since Brian Kelly has really arrived here. This offensive line has struggled, and it had four guys last year that got the talent's there because you had four guys that were drafted last year, but even that group struggled to run block.
Yep.
And this year they are struggling to run block. And granted, it is a much more inexperienced offensive line, but the same problems continue, or the same type of problems have been there the last few years. The first 2 years, and we've talked about this before, Tommy, it got covered up because Jaden Daniels was such a dynamic athlete and can run the football, and he can rush for over 200 yards like he did in a game against Florida. I mean, so that covered up some of the ills that you had with the run game. And because Daniels was so dynamic, you never really saw it. But last year it was a struggle when they really needed to run the ball. They could not. This year they really can't run the football at all. They had some success against Clemson. Thank goodness they did, or they wouldn't even won that game. So can they fix it in a week? Doubtful, but can it get better? Can it at least get improve a little bit? Hopefully. Kane and Durham, Brian Kelly said on Wednesdays, looking better. Remember, he missed the Ole Miss game with a sprained ankle. That I think they really need him. They need him to be the dynamic running back that many people expected. The odds makers in Las Vegas had him as the favorite to be the leading rusher in the Southeastern Conference this season. I don't even think he's in the top 10 right now. He has not had a very good season, so they got to get him going and try to play better complementary football coming out of this break.
Who's behind Garrett Nussmeier?
Michael Van Buren.
Tell me about him.
He started at Mississippi State last year. Didn't look that great.
I remember him. The Van Buren gang.
Yeah. He actually had a very good game against Georgia last season. We saw him in mop-up duty against Southeastern Louisiana. He looked particularly sharp there. But at this point, Brian Kelly is going with Garrett Nussmeier. He's going to try to make this thing work. There's no quarterback controversy at this point. So Nussmeier is the guy, and it's up to this offensive line and the Nuss bus to get this train back on the tracks and rolling in the right direction.
Hope the young man's healthy. That's all I hope is that he gets. If he's not healthy, I hope he gets better so he can play to his best. Thank you, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to a professor and director of the political management program at George Washington University, Todd Belt, about this government shutdown. I'd like you to text me at 504-260-1870. Are you buying the Republicans' line that it's the Democrats' fault? Are you buying the Democrats' line that it's the Republicans' fault? I've been doing some thinking here, and I'll tell you what it is after the news right now with WWLZ and Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.